Random House Audio presents Seating Arrangements by Maggie Shipstead. Read for you by Arthur Morey. The river bears no empty bottles, sandwich papers, silk handkerchiefs, cardboard boxes, cigarette ends, or other testimony of summer nights. The nymphs are departed, and their friends, the loitering heirs of city directors, departed, have left no addresses. T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland. Thursday. Chapter 1. The Castle of the Maidens. By Sunday, the wedding would be over, and for that, Wyn Van Meter was grateful. It was Thursday. He woke early, alone in his Connecticut house, a few late stars still burning above the treetops. His wife and two daughters were already on Waskeakee, in the island house, and as he came swimming up out of sleep, he thought of them in their beds there, Biddy keeping to her side, his daughter's hair fanned over their pillows. But first he thought of a different girl, or barely thought of her. She was a bubble bursting on the surface of a dream, who was also asleep on Waskeakee. She would be in one of the brass guest beds up on the third floor, under the eaves. She was one of his daughter's bridesmaids. Most mornings, Wynne's entries into the waking world were prompt, his torso canting up from the sheets like the mast of a righted sailboat. But on this day, he turned off his alarm clock before it could ring and stretched his limbs out to the bed's four corners. The room was silent, purple.